This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Sales tax is stagnating.
A substantial downgrade in the corporate forecast is advisable.
The employment numbers are so bad, it's going to bleed into those income numbers.
It's really bad.
State fiscal analysts Manfred Dix and Greg Albrecht did not spare the bad news when the revenue estimating conference met Wednesday. Dix noted the state's economy is far from enjoying the promised job growth.
There is a significant deceleration of employment creation.
And Albrecht was frank.
For all practical purposes, Louisiana is in its own recession.
Albrecht proposed a $570 million drop in state income, while Dick suggested a $632 million decline. REC Chairman Jim Richardson.
We have to decide which one of these we want to go with, the absolutely awful pessimistic one or the kind of awful pessimistic one.
Dix put the average annual price for oil at $40 per barrel, while Albrecht said $30. And that swayed Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden.
What I would consider to be a relatively conservative number at $30 is what we ought to do. That puts us in Greg's camp, which is less pessimistic, put it that way. I wouldn't say it's optimistic, but I'd want to err on the side of hoping that if oil prices improve, then we're looking more at a potential surplus than yet a further mid-year cut.
With the state required to pay more money out for Medicaid, TOPS, and K-12 education, coupled with the now acknowledged decline in revenue, the current budget shortfall stands at $870 million. The shortfall for the next budget year is now over $2 billion. Lawmakers start meeting Sunday to try and find answers. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.